Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Mat Men, your source for all things professional wrestling related. I'm Rich Stambolian. Joining me to my left is the son to my of Sam, Prince Aristotle himself, Andrew Zarian.
Ah, I like that.
And to the right of me, the warlock of wrestling, call me, don't play that, Josh Coleman.
Thank you, Rich.
What's
it's wonderful
up?
To be How here with doing? Both of you guys. Like, this is like a dream come true.
I
watch you guys every week.
Can I start off how I introduce Josh as his sister's a big movie star?
Oh, here we go.
Every time. Mm-hmm. I'm like, hey, his sister, big star. Him,
every time
not so
out.
Much. Every time.
Every time.
Is that true?
What?
Is that true? About
she
your
big?
Sister?
I wouldn't say... Oh, God.
I would say she is
a very successful actress in Hollywood, yes.
Can you cut that real quick? Because I want to hear who it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. All right. Hey, guys. As Rich said, this is all about professional wrestling. It's WrestleMania week here in New York City. 5 million events going on. Last night,
billion million.
So last night I watched Bloodsport.
That looked awesome.
I ordered it.
He did.
I did.
Mm-hmm.
It looked awesome. Was it awesome? Not so much.
Really?
Not so much. The Minoru Suzuki Josh Barnett match was fantastic.
It looked pretty rad.
It was really rad. I have to, but it wasn't. The card wasn't fantastic, but the concept, mm-hmm. very unique. Very unique concept. I really liked it. I liked that it was a very different style. Minoru Suzuki is an absolutely terrifying looking man.
Oh, my God.
yeah, but what about the hair?
I'll talk about that. We'll get to that. I do want to remind everybody, we do this show each and every week. This week, our schedule is all over the place. We've had live mm-hmm. content for you every single day. We've had mm-hmm. on-demand content every single day. We had Conrad Thompson on the show on Monday. Mm-hmm. We had Chris Masters Tuesday. We put out our watch-along yesterday.
Oh, boy.
We are now doing a show today. Actually, Thursday we didn't do a show, but we put out something. But today, Friday, I'm going to NXT TakeOver right after this.
Both you guys
Josh.
Are going, right?
Yeah, you're not
You're leaving him here.
I'm leaving Josh here. I got my tickets here. So I want to tell people, if you see us at TakeOver, come say hello.
Mm-hmm.
We're not weird. We're not like jerks. We'll say hello back. I'm wearing my Mat Men shirt today. So if you see me there, come say hello. I think I'm in section 200 and...
Josh, can you pretend
209?
You're
209.
I mean, yeah.
Just be like
I'm sure I will get mistaken. I'll be like, oh, look, it's Rich and Andrew. I'm
just
sure.
Get fake glasses.
Yeah,
actually use them maybe.
Green Lives Matter $5 donation super chat on YouTube right now. Thank you so much.
Did you see his avatar?
I did not. Oh, what is it?
It's Grandpa Munster Bobby Lashley.
That's phenomenal. That's phenomenal.
You guys are talking about the show. Yeah.
So a lot of stuff is going on.
Yes.
Let's begin with everything that happened yesterday. Impact had a very good showing yesterday. Last night.
Oh yeah.
They had a special. I ordered Bloodsport because it looks so unique and different.
Yeah.
That's the only two things that I've watched. And I also watched the Fight TV watch along, like the live thing that they did. A lot of things. MLW last night.
Yeah.
DDT last night. Bloodsport, Impact, and a whole lot of other stuff. Have you been following anything?
I've been following a few things here and there. I was very busy over the last couple of days. And like, I feel I'm in such a great mood today because I feel like I'm finally getting a day off.
Yeah.
There was a great meme going around yesterday from Bloodsport. I think it was from Bloodsport, where it's William Regal was on the balcony.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
Dean Ambrose was right next to him. And the meme was basically the way he was looking at the way he was looking down was like he was the final boss in a video game.
Oh, that's awesome.
Because it's Regal, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then Dean Ambrose's head is like right there.
That's awesome.
Which is kind of cool that they're actually like looking at stuff, you know?
I would say that I'm curious what percentage of the wrestlers are going to, like, WWE guys are going to independent events. Like, Wally yeah. Mania last night, everybody was there. Kofi and Xavier ran a stream last night.
That's awesome.
They were streaming. They were playing a game last night. And all I could think of was, is Vince watching this? Do you think Vince even knows that they're, you know, live streaming video games with The Miz and Kofi and all those guys?
You mean, like, keeping an eye on them?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Guys.
Guys, what are you up to? It was like 11 o'clock. So we do have a lot to talk about, obviously. Where do you want to begin, Rich?
Oh man, dude, there's so much stuff going on this weekend. Let's talk about TakeOver since you guys are going and it's happening tonight at the Barclays Center okay. in Brooklyn, New York.
So the narrative of this has kind of shifted
okay.
because initially, and I'm one of these people, I think this looks to me as probably one of the most solid NXT takeovers as a card goes.
Oh, yeah.
Right? We can't say that this is going to be the best one until it happens, but the card looks really good.
Mm-hmm.
I had not heard any complaints about this until literally yesterday.
Really?
Now I'm seeing on Twitter people saying like, the card is not really that. It's a two-card show. It's a one-card show. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, everything is on fire on this card.
It's people are ridiculous, man. That's the meh generation of wrestling fans who are like complete dopes. Are you, Josh, are you a wrestling fan that takes a dump on everything?
No.
And thinks that they can book a show better than Vince McMahon and Triple H?
I just want to smile at the end of every show.
That's the perfect attitude to have.
That's a good attitude.
At the end of the Walter Pete Dunne match, I want you guys to hug each other because it's so great. And then maybe just kiss a little bit.
A little peck.
Is that your most exciting match? Like, is that the match you're...
That's kind of, like, it's between that and the Gargano-Adam Cole.
Yeah.
All right, let's go through this card. Since we won't be doing a post show because I'll be there.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll record something from my phone, you know, send it in.
I think you guys... a good idea. You guys could do a little Instagram after
the
show. Yeah,
we'll do something.
While you're leaving the arena.
Yeah. Let's go through it.
All right. Shayna Baszler versus Io Shirai versus Bianca Belair versus Kairi Sane.
Phenomenal. Great.
Shayna Baszler is the current champ. I do see her dropping the belt to Kairi or Shirai.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And then let her run with it for a little while?
Yeah. Just a little bit.
I could see that.
Because I think Kairi is due for a call-up.
Yeah, you're right.
You think Kairi's getting called up over everybody else?
Very popular.
Okay. Yeah.
I think Shayna keeps the title.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's had it for a while, right?
Yeah, but she's very good.
She is very. She could have a call up, right? Like,
I would not call her up.
Really?
I wouldn't call her up yet. I would let her still be down there.
But isn't it working towards her versus Ronda eventually?
I don't know.
I think maybe tomorrow we'll see Ronda's Goon Squad show up.
I hope so.
Right? And then
is it? It's Marina. Right, and that's Roderick Strong's wife.
Right,
yeah.
And then Shayna,
and then
the other guy,
Jess.
I mean, the other lady,
Jess
something, yeah.
Jesse,
yeah, yeah.
Janelle. Okay, sure.
And then because that would be great if they showed up at WrestleMania, and then you had Sasha and Bayley do like the thing, you know, because they're throwing everything at that
match. Okay, we have not spoken about that Monday bit.
Let's do that. You want to do that after the card?
Is that the thing you showed me last night?
Yeah.
Wow.
Next up, another match that I think we're all looking forward to. Velveteen Dream versus Matt Riddle.
Yeah. Phenomenal. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm into it. Into it. 100%. So two so far out of the five, I'm very much into.
What do you think Velveteen's going to come out as?
Oh. You know what? Texas Tornado.
With no shoes on?
With no shoes.
That would be crazy.
Maybe he does a variant of Hogan again.
That'd be cool.
I want to see him as Sergeant Slaughter. The Irish Sheik. I want to see him as the Iron Sheik.
I want to see him as Orlando Jordan. No.
Orlando Jordan.
I think this is going to be a possible show stealer.
It could be. It depends how much time they're going to give it, because they're giving that main event as a 2 out of 3 pinfall match, so they're giving that thing a lot of time.
Yeah.
We
got War Raiders, Hanson and Rowe versus Aleister Black and Ricochet.
Okay, wow. That's going to be a great match.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome. I do think the War Raiders are going to retain because, I mean, at this point, Aleister Black and Ricochet are like on the main roster.
So, wait, what happens, though? They are wrestling tonight.
They're wrestling tonight.
And Sunday.
Yes. Double duty.
So then, are they going to put it? I don't know.
You know what? And they're in the tag title mix.
Sunday.
On Sunday.
Right.
Yeah.
So what if they win the NXT titles and they win the SmackDown tag titles?
That would be awesome.
That might be cool to see.
Do you think they're going to do that? Because they, like, going... I know we're going to talk about Monday later, but they've been really shining up Ricochet on commentary.
Jessamyn Duke.
Okay. They've been really shining up Ricochet on commentary.
They've been putting them on everywhere.
Like, big time.
Like, they're doing triple duty at this point. So, I think that they really want those guys to be a major future.
But do you see them a major future together, or you guys see them
separate?
So do you think that could happen? Like,
maybe.
We'll see that. Okay. Because Ricochet. I feel like, I mean, his merch is good.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a move which no way can last long. Because how?
Yeah. You like the Angel Wings when he comes out?
He's just awesome.
All right, we got this is one of the matches that I've been looking forward to for months. Pete Dunne versus Walter.
Yeah,
for
phenomenal.
The UK
another
championship.
Another great thing.
I think this is Pete Dunne's dropping that belt to Walter, and Pete Dunne's gonna go on the road with NXT full time.
Pete Dunne has to go to NXT full time,
right?
Yeah, it's time.
What do you think, Josh?
Because he's really limited. I mean, what he could do
he's
on the
too
UK
cool
show.
Of a character not to be there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Effing Walter.
Dude, and he's so big.
Yeah.
You know, he's going to get a big pop. That match is going to go probably 20 minutes.
It's going to be you guys in the Barclays and every adult male just yelling at the top of their lungs at the ring.
How excited? One to five. How excited are you?
Is five the blue
shoe? Yeah.
I'm five on that.
You're five.
I'm five and a half, man.
Yeah. I mean, that could be my main event. I'm excited to see those guys finally have that match.
Absolutely. And your main event tonight is Johnny Gargano versus Adam Cole in a 2 out of 3 falls match for the vacated NXT Championship, which, you know, poor Tommaso Ciampa.
Who I love.
Yeah. You okay?
I just dropped it. I'm fine.
Clumsy, Josh.
Poor Tommaso Ciampa, he released that video the other day, which showed the softer side.
Yeah, and there was it's interesting how the WWE pulled him out. I think they really thought that he could get through Mania.
Yeah.
That was the hope, and obviously it just made things worse, so it didn't happen that way.
I think Gargano is taking the belt.
Gargano's taking it, not
Adam Cole.
Not Adam Cole. I don't think Gargano needs to be called up right now.
Right, because unfortunately, there was that misstep with Ciampa, you know, because if they were still doing the DIY thing, they would have definitely been in that tag team scramble match, right? Adam Cole, man, like, I have more of a feeling that he's going to get called up by himself.
And not the whole
not
crew.
Not undisputed.
Yeah. And not the whole crew. Because I can totally see that dude on Monday or Tuesday.
Well, I think if Undisputed as a whole comes up together, it gives them leverage. I think if Adam Cole comes up alone, that's fine too. Mm-hmm. I think if O'Reilly and Fish come up together and it's not, you know,
get
with
lost.
The crew, they're going to get lost.
Can I blow your guys' mind with a dream match?
Yeah.
Undisputed Era versus Evolution. Full Evolution.
Full Evolution.
Like not current, not current Evolution, but like
that peak Evolution.
You know, prime Evolution.
Yeah.
Prime Undisputed Era.
Listen, dude, this card is stacked.
It's ridiculous.
Five matches and it's good. And obviously, well, there'll be a couple TV taping matches prior.
Who's the dum-dum that's going?
I don't get it.
Stupid.
Yeah. Who's hating this? Who's disliking this card?
But here's the other thing. I like that it's like such a small like. Compact
easy.
Card.
Bye bye. You're done in 2.5 hours.
Right, you're satisfied.
Show starts at what time? 8 o'clock?
I just feel like WrestleMania if we went.
What does it
like,
say
oh,
for
I'm
the
so
start
tired.
Time? 7 or what is it? 7 or 8?
No, 6:45 or something.
6:45 is what?
Maybe 6:15.
I'm gonna say doors at 5, dude.
This says 6:15, so probably the show starts at 7.
For doors? Let me see. There's nothing written on this.
It's just a piece of
a bunch of ads. Oh, he has the fake one. I have the real one.
Yeah.
I'm excited for NXT.
It's going to be a lot. Where are you guys going to go to eat?
We're going to McMahon's for a couple drinks.
Nice. Did you talk to...
I did.
Okay.
Treehouse cool. Vince will be meeting us.
That's awesome. And
I
then,
can't believe it.
Jeffrey and his wife are going to be there, too.
I'm
going to
see them also.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
I'm going to see them also.
That's awesome.
We have the most amazing viewers, and we were offered WrestleMania tickets.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, we cannot take it because we have to cover this. Or I know Rich has plans also, and I think you're going to join me a little bit,
at least.
But I got to cover something after WrestleMania, so I really can't be there. Unfortunately, I'm going to everything except for WrestleMania. The G1 card is also on Saturday, which we are all going.
Are you going? Oh, awesome!
Yeah, we're all going to the G1 card.
I told him I'll go to anything he wants. This is just like. I've never experienced anything like just wrestling
and
everywhere.
Everything is 45 miles away from each other.
Yeah, can we go into that real fast before the G1?
Please, yeah.
So I'm thinking, okay, you got WrestleMania at the Giant Stadium. I understand. It's in the middle of nowhere. Whatever.
It's just called Giant Stadium. It's not the Giant Stadium.
MetLife.
Oh, it's like SkyDome.
Yeah.
Okay. The Jets just have to call Giant Stadium?
No, it's MetLife.
It's MetLife Stadium.
Oh,
I was just bringing it jobs.
Oh, right. You have the new stadium now, right?
Yeah.
Didn't you use old one? Oh, Meadowlands. That's right.
Right.
All right. Anyway, They're building that amazing convention center right next to it right now, which right. I assume that'll be the ultimate way that they would do it. But yeah. Now it's like, if I want to go to Access, we're going to have to go to someplace called The Pier.
Right.
Which is in Brooklyn, but it's not because okay, the Barclays Center is in Brooklyn. So yes, if we go to the Barclays Center, it's 40 miles from that.
Barclays like in the 40 middle.
40 minutes.
Yeah, it says 40 minutes by train
so, like, I can't...
and 30 minutes by car with yeah. traffic.
Like, you've been to conventions before, right?
Yes, yeah,
and
yeah.
everything's, like, all right there.
You usually like everything's in everyone. One place. Yeah,
now it's like, okay, I'll see the people at the event, and then I'll leave. I like how mm-hmm. it's, like, everyone's a fan and around. Mm-hmm. Like,
I think when WrestleMania comes to town, there's a lot of, like, kismet, I think, between every single thing that's going on. Because, like... Yesterday, they had that show at La Boom that was right. at like 4 o'clock, right? Or
yeah.
like noon.
Yeah.
And then there was a... And after that, there was the NJPW meet and greet. No, today's the meet and greet. I'm okay. sorry. So it's like... I think that's like right before NXT's happening, and then NXT's happening, and then tomorrow... There's a WrestleCon's going on.
So you have to pick your event.
You got
to
pick. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's a bunch of stuff going on.
You can't hop around.
If you go to WrestleCon, which is Midtown Manhattan, which is the best venue to go to, if you want to.
This is my first event at MSG ever in my life.
Oh, awesome.
So excited.
If you are planning on kind of like centralizing everything you do in one day, WrestleCon seems to be the place because you're Midtown Manhattan. You got all your restaurants there. You got all your stuff going on. So, like, if you start in Midtown, you could get anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Good, right.
I think it's crazy that people are going from, like, Rahway, New Jersey to Brooklyn to Queens, back to Manhattan, back to Brooklyn. It's not like New Orleans where everything is right there or any other, you know, event.
Or it's like a hub.
Right.
Yeah. There's no hub. It's
so that's the only thing I'm upset about. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. I don't feel like I'm... In like this WrestleMania, maybe no, when I go to the show
you're
tonight,
Bayside.
You're gonna lose your mind.
Yeah, right, yeah, yeah.
I think, and then tomorrow too, dude. Like,
mine, I want out here.
You're gonna see all the wrestling fans on the train later.
The people watching is so
the people watching is good. The best, and plus that WrestleCon's at the Hilton.
Yes,
you know,
yeah, Midtown Hilton.
So like that's are you going to?
Should
that?
We hit it?
No, I have no time. No time.
Okay. But we're doing the G1 now, right?
Yeah. Sorry.
Okay, that's fine.
I just want to talk that it wasn't like. Like,
all
when I go to
PAX
place. East, it's like everything's right there.
Yeah,
right,
but,
yeah.
But what, it doesn't work like that in New York real
estate.
I know.
But you were talking about New Orleans. Is it like that in New Orleans?
Yes, yeah. New Orleans, everything is there.
So
everything
we need to plan a trip there when it happens.
Everything's in one place.
Oh.
Because most stadiums are built around things.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Not in New York.
Not in New York, right.
Except that they had done that West Side Yard project, they would have been on the west side of Manhattan by Javits Center. So it was going to be this major thing.
Yeah, and why not at the Javits Center? I guess they have another event.
No, Javits would be way out of the way.
I also think the anything for the Javits is like ridiculous money, you know?
You're in the middle.
And their union guys are like, their union stuff is bananas, dude. Okay. All right.
Do G1.
Have you been to New Orleans?
Never.
Oh, my God. You might die.
Upward down.
I'll talk to you about that after this. Tomorrow, the G1 Supercard, Ring of Honor, NJPW. We're starting with the. There's two pre-shows, right? There's two pre-show matches.
Mm-hmm.
Kagetsu, Jenny Rose, and Hazuki versus Hannah Kimura, Stella Gray, and Sumi Sakai in a 6-woman tag match.
Okay, cool.
Good. It's going to pop the crowd. You get the Honor Rumble, which is also going to pop the crowd. Liger's gonna be in that, which is fantastic. I've never seen Liger live.
Wow.
Liger's gonna be there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he's gonna wrestle in the Rumble and then immediately go to commentary. Like right after that. Will Ospreay, never open weight champion versus Jeff Cobb, the ROH TV champion. This is a winner take all match for both belts.
Yeah, for both titles.
Yeah. So that's gonna be ridiculous. Who's your pick on this?
I think Cobb should get a big push this year.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like to see Cobb take it.
What about you?
Jeff Cobb or?
Yeah, I'm going with Jeff Cobb.
I'm going with Ospreay. I think they're grooming Ospreay.
Yeah, you're right. He's right. They probably are grooming him, getting him ready to
get to the net, to that next level.
He's right.
You know? Thanks, Josh. Rush versus Dalton Castle is going to be.
Oh, my God. I can see that entrance.
Mm-hmm. And Rush, you know, I guarantee you Rush and NATO are going to do something. There has to be something.
He's really good.
You know.
And his promos, especially in Spanish, are really believable.
Yeah.
It's the language barrier. Mm. That's going to be a little bit of an uphill for him.
I do think you're going to get an LIJ moment with
I'm
Rush.
Into it. Love it.
Mayu Iwatani versus, she's the Women of Honor World Champion versus Kelly Klein.
Okay.
I think that's supposedly after that. I do think there's going to be a title retention there.
Okay.
Bully Ray versus Juice Robinson with the potential for Juice Robinson to turn into Minoru Suzuki. Because there was like a whole thing online between everybody.
Minoru's involved in that too?
Well, Bully Ray called out Minoru saying he was too chicken to answer my challenge.
Okay, so it may be back to Minoru. That's what I had said a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So I do think it's going to be like some kind of wacky thing. And you're going to get Suzuki destroying Bully Ray.
Okay.
Suzuki's going to pick up Bully Ray and throw him into the crowd.
I'm into it.
Like Rey Mysterio.
I'm really into it now.
Taiji Ishimori versus Dragon Lee versus Bandido. Okay. Taiji Great. Ishimori is no. the IWGP Junior Heavyweight Champ.
Oh, wow.
I think this is going to be a ridiculous match.
Who do you think will take it?
Bandido.
Bandido will take that title? I think Bandido would be great with that title.
Yeah, and I think we're going to get the return of the... What's his name? I can't remember this dude's name for shit. He came out with the little cat.
Oh, with the cat. Takahashi? No, Hiroshi.
Hiromu.
Hiromu.
I think he's going to show up.
I don't know. What's his medical situation? I haven't really followed it.
I just think he's going to show up.
Okay.
I don't think he's going to.
That guy was on a run.
Involved. Yeah.
And then he got that neck injury.
Then you have another winner-take-all match for the IWGP tag belts and the ROH tag belts. Guerrillas of Destiny, Tama Tonga and Tonga Loa versus Villain Enterprises, PCO and Brody King. So ridiculous. I hope they wheel out PCO on like a Frankenstein-type slab and electrocute him to get him out of it. Versus LIJ, Evil and Sonata. Versus the Briscoes, Jay and Mark Briscoe. This is going to be nuts.
Oh, my God.
Who do you think is taking it? This is for everything, by the way.
You think the Briscoes?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going Evil and Sonata.
Maybe Evil and Sonata. I'm not going to go with the Briscoes. They're not going to take the...
it's a Japanese belt?
Yeah.
This is when it's
PCO.
Yeah?
PCO takes it. You know what? I would love to see PCO in Japan. PCO in Japan.
I can't believe we're getting to see PCO live. Like, it's
so ridiculous.
Dream come true.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe we're excited about Carl Ouellette.
How old is he?
50-something.
Wow.
Yeah.
Zack Sabre Jr., he's the British Heavyweight Champion, versus Hiroshi Tanahashi, and that is for the British Heavyweight Championship. I think Tanahashi's taking it.
You think Tanahashi will take it?
Yeah. I do think Tanahashi's going to take that belt.
I find Tanahashi to be very uncomfortable.
That he makes you uncomfortable?
Yeah.
You know what's funny about that? I've heard the same thing from separate friends that have no idea about each other.
I'm not that crazy about Tanahashi. I just feel he's like John Cena. I get very uncomfortable when I see him.
Okay.
I feel like he's like stored away.
Oh, absolutely. Do you think would you lose your mind if you ever saw Tanahashi versus John Cena?
I think they're the same person. Just from a different universe.
You have the... This card is so ridiculous. Every belt is on the line. Next match, IWGP Intercontinental Championship, Tetsuya Naito as the champ versus Kota Ibushi. This might be the show stealer.
I wonder how much time they're going to give that match. It depends.
10 minutes.
Oh, God, no. They got to give this thing at least 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that crowd is going to really like this match.
They're going to erupt... For Ibushi. Mm-hmm. I think Ibushi is like everybody's like sweetheart.
Do you think we got some surprises?
Jericho.
Jericho shows up?
Yeah. I think there's going to, in my, like my, this is my fanboy stuff, my fanboy speculation. I think in the top three matches, you're going to get surprises, right?
Okay.
So Tetsuya Naito versus Kota Ibushi, I think you're going to get like a Jericho thing.
Okay.
Jericho's
going back to Japan.
Yeah, he has an open-ended thing, right? Jay Lethal versus Marty versus Matt Taven. It's a ladder match for the ROH championship, right? Marty is leaving, but I think if there was a time to put the belt on Marty, it's now.
Okay.
And again, this is fanboy speculation. I do think you're going to get a Young Bucks run in.
Oh.
And they're going to...
Stop.
Josh, are you okay? Are you having a heart attack?
Okay.
Somebody call a doctor.
I don't know about that.
Picture this.
I love it.
I mean, it could make sense.
Listen, I'm not trying to give you a boner here. But think about this. Imagine Jay Lethal is about to get that belt, right?
Okay. I see it.
Double super kick to the ladder. Young Bucks put the belt up. Marty climbs to the top. Takes the ROH championship. He's on the shoulders.
Book it.
That's it, right?
I'm fine with that. A great story, too.
I do think something like that's going to happen because in all these events, the All Elite guys are not around.
Yes.
Right?
They're not a lot. Yeah.
And I do think that they have to show up this weekend. Again, like, as a fan, I just think they have, like, every wrestler on Earth is in New York right now. You know, anybody.
Well.
You know what I mean? Like, anybody wrestling. Is Hogan's doing parking lot brawls this weekend? like any wrestler who you like or is on TV or you could watch is in New York at this point, you know? So I do think they're going to show up here and there. Who knows? And then Jay White versus Okada.
Jay White versus Okada.
Main event.
Listen, I think it's going to be a great match. I'm curious how long they go with the show.
What do you think? What's your guess?
They're not going until midnight. I'll tell you that.
I'll say 11:30.
Think 11:30?
Yeah.
If they go, I think they'll go till 11. What time is the start time?
6:30.
6:30.
Yeah.
6:30 to, okay. I believe they'll go to 11 because they kind of want to make that LIRR curfew.
Okay.
They kind of, not that there is a curfew, but there's a time that you got to allow people.
The 12:19 is the last train before 3 in the morning.
Before you kind of lose your mind. So you can't. You got to allow people some time. I think that show's going to end at 11.
Okay.
Which, if it ends at 11, that's a nice, tight show.
Absolutely.
Really tight.
Listen, I think it's going to be a very tight show. As far as a surprise for the Jay White versus Okada thing.
Yeah, what you're running here.
It's going to be, again, I already said Jericho for the other one, but this one, I'm going to say one of three things. All right? Jericho showing up.
Okay.
Challenging Jay White.
Okay. To move that storyline. Okay.
Okay. Okada winning and getting killed by Shibata.
Well, I like that better.
Because I don't know if you saw Okada breaking down during the press conference.
Yeah, yeah.
He was crying about Shibata and you know, Shibata's like, this is your time. Shibata also said he's going to New York.
Oh, so maybe that is really.
So either Okada wins, Shibata holds his hand up and he's like, it's the guy or whatever.
Or he turns on him.
Third. Yeah. This
Kenny
is, Omega. This is completely out of nowhere.
Are you fan fictioning Omega?
I'm fan fictioning Kenny Omega.
Who wouldn't?
Taking Jay White's place, and then you get Okada Omega 4 headlining.
Right here.
That's the most selfish, and I love it.
I love it.
Ever. Dude, it's
And what
it's
does
such
Jay White do?
He just sits there. Right. He's ringside. It's commentary.
I think this is going to be a really fun 2 days.
Yeah.
Really, really fun 2 days. This now the G1 will be on Fight TV,
mm-hmm.
right? It'll be on Fight TV and probably Honor Club. It is available to watch. So you guys, I'm very curious how it's going to look. Okay, because you now have NJPW mm-hmm. and ROH production values. If I'm going to anticipate something, I would say that it probably will look very similar to All In.
Okay,
because that was their best. That was the best showing from Ring of Honor as far as production goes. You're mm-hmm. in the Garden. You also have to use their guys.
Right.
So it can't look terrible.
Yeah.
There's a whole union thing with Madison Square Garden. Talk about the Garden. WWE announced they're going back to the Garden after 10 years of not having Raw and SmackDown there.
I can't believe that. It's been
In September. Second week, I think the 9th or the 10th or the 11th. And then AAA announced on Thursday, on September 15th, they're running a show out of the Garden during Mexican Independence Week.
Oh, wow.
Or day.
Smart.
Cinco de Mayo?
No, that's not Mexican Independence Day.
Yeah, it is.
I don't think so.
I'm pretty sure Cinco de Mayo is Mexican Independence Day.
I'm pretty sure that is, too.
Mexican.
What else would you do on that day?
I think it's like, no, Mexican Independence Day is September 16th. Yes. Okay. So it's there's going to be a lot of events in New York for some reason for that.
Uh-huh.
And that's their whole assumption to coming to New York and running a show. That a lot of traveling Mexicans will be in New York for the event. So they're not really relying on a New York market. They're thinking that they're going to be able to bring a lot of people in for this event.
Okay.
That's so cool. I'm curious to see how that goes.
There's a billion Latinos in New York, too. So
yeah, but apparently, but there's no TV for AAA.
Oh, interesting.
CMLL has TV, not AAA. So those are the cards. What are you most excited for the next couple of days? Give me one match.
Oh, I'm excited to see Okada.
You're excited to see Okada?
And Ibushi. Like, so it's Ibushi, Naito, and Okada, Jay White are, like, what I'm looking forward to. Live, what I'm looking forward to. As far as everything else, the NXT, everything's great this week. Everything really is fantastic. Is. Even WrestleMania, even though it's going to be 75 hours long, it starts
still
in 20 minutes.
You're still going to enjoy it.
I'm going to definitely enjoy it. About you?
Yeah. If there's one match I'm looking really forward to, it's probably the Walter Pete Dunne match. Oof. I would say that's the one from the ones that I'm going to go watch.
Mm-hmm.
I think the best match will be Gargano and
that is my choice.
Adam Cole.
For best match.
Best match.
That's
the
one I'm looking most forward to, is Gargano versus Michael Cole.
Yeah. Michael Cole. Baby! Michael Cole, baby.
I think best match, I'll go with Naito and Ibushi.
Naito and Ibushi
over,
for best match.
Over Gargano, Cole.
Huh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's going to be completely bonkers.
Where should, if you were to go to a different event that you're not going to, what would you go to?
Honestly, they did a WrestleCon show yesterday with Liger, X-Pac, and Hurricane.
Yeah, yeah. I got to see that.
And I was like, yo, this looks awesome.
Didn't X-Pac look great in it?
He looked fantastic,
dude.
I think he's making a comeback.
I was like, look him right now. He looked good.
X-Pac?
Yeah.
Dude is still one of the fundamentally unbelievable.
Oh, he's ridiculous. I would love to see X-Pac with the NXT belt. just for like the hell of it,
This is a wild photo to even look at.
Isn't it crazy, that photo?
I also do think we're gonna see some backstage stuff from the MSG show online at some point, and I bet you Anderson and Gallows are gonna be there.
Oh, right.
Bet you Nakamura is gonna be there. Oh, yeah. You know, I bet you like there's gonna be a few other dudes who are backstage, and then we're gonna see Okada hanging out with like Nakamura or something like that.
It looks like WrestleCon was a tremendous success last night.
They have another show today, right?
Yeah, but they have shows every day, and then they got and then we are invited to the screening.
Yes.
For Joey Ryan's documentary.
Do you know about this?
I know the documentary.
I put your name on the
When is it?
It's tomorrow at 3:30.
3:30. So I'm hoping that we can make it.
Can we see it and then go to MSG?
Yeah. And it's right there. It's I don't want to disclose the area, but
it's like six blocks away.
Yeah. So we're going to try to make that, and then obviously we'll do a show on Sunday. Anything you want to touch on, Rich?
Just you.
Just me? Just you want to touch on me?
Are we doing a watch-along now, or is it over?
Oh, yeah. We were going to do a watch-along today.
Yeah. Are you over? Are you okay?
I'm okay. I'm tired. I'm very tired from yesterday.
I know why you're tired.
Yeah.
Because of this guy.
He poisoned me. Yeah. He poisoned me last night.
New York boys.
This is the first thing he texted me this morning.
I've been poisoned. That's what I wrote.
New York boys.
Yeah. I don't really... I know that a lot of the news that we're going to report on is going to happen over the next couple of days. Mm-hmm. I do want to touch on the Becky Lynch, Ronda Rousey, and Charlotte angle from Monday.
How did you feel about the go-home shows?
Okay, the go-home show was... They had good aspects, but it ended on such a low note with Rey Mysterio and Baron Corbin.
Oh, yeah.
And Baron Corbin beat Rey Mysterio clean, essentially, in the middle of the ring. I was not very excited about any of that.
They love that guy.
Dude, Baron Corbin? Who loves him?
I think Vince loves him, dude.
And they're putting him with Angle. Like, of all people, he's fighting Angle.
Well, we'll see what happens with that.
Okay.
We'll see what happens
with that. Years ago, when he was on NXT, we were the biggest Corbin supporters.
We loved him.
When he had the hair gimmick.
Yeah, when he was like the lone wolf, like the big biker dude.
Because he would come out and crush people in like seconds.
And I do think that, like, not to say we called it, but we were like, yo, this dude's going to be main eventing within the next couple of years.
Yeah.
And he is,
He is.
He's big.
Somebody loves him.
He's getting better on the mic. I mean, remember when he first became the GM, he was awful at that mic.
Yeah, I think he may have a similar trajectory to The Miz, because
people are going to dislike him, and then they're going to realize that he's not bad, and they're going to start liking him.
I think so, yeah.
I watch him on Twitch a lot.
Miz?
Baron Corbin.
Really?
What does he do?
Tyler Breeze and Ty Dillinger have a channel together where they just play games. He plays Division 2 a lot.
Really?
Yeah, it's very interesting to hear them like...
I gotta check that out. Yeah.
It'll change your perspective of him.
I like Tyler. I watched.
I love him. I think he's awesome.
The Xavier Woods has been doing like an offshoot for the D&D
Yeah, yeah. You watched that? It was over at PAX. They just did it together.
Oh, really?
What's the girl?
Ember Moon.
Yeah. And then the guy with the patch.
Like Blackbeard the Pirate?
No, he was the guy wrestler with a patch. I couldn't remember his name.
Carl Ouellette.
He's got an eye patch?
Yeah, an eye patch.
Oh, really?
He was on Ember Moon's.
I know who you're talking about. Okay. Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Anyway. Yes. I love it.
So back to the I think you should come more often, by the way.
Where?
To do the show.
Well, 4 hours.
Yeah. Where do you live?
Maryland.
Oh, I thought you were in Connecticut.
No, that'd be good.
Okay.
No, Maryland.
No,
once every 2 years works. Or every year. This is the last time I was here, we figured, was 2 years ago.
Yeah, 2 years ago.
Yes.
Let's go into that crazy arrest and that whole angle. I thought it was hysterically awesome.
Yes.
And the memes that people have made from this are even better of the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at that card, I thought it was done well for the Go Home show.
Absolutely.
People started talking about it, went viral. Non-wrestling media picked it up. Websites picked it up. We also, by the way, we got picked up on Monday night.
Yes.
By a lot of pro wrestling news sites where during a Conrad interview, Conrad said something interesting. For people who didn't hear the whole interview, you should go check it out. But he mentioned that The Undertaker and Bruce Pritchard were very close to starting a live speaking tour where they would do essentially a podcast for a live audience where they would talk about, reminisce about, you know, the good old days when they were both at the company. This was happening and it was going to be called Talking Dead. And it fell apart at one point. And he mentioned this, and a lot of people picked it up because I don't think he had ever mentioned it before on the air. So I thought that was pretty cool.
That was awesome. Yeah, it was a great interview. Conrad's the best. If we see him, we got to message him.
Yeah, I got to send him a message
and see if we can hang out with him at the Garden.
So, anything else?
Well, we didn't really talk like the bananas angle. Do you want to like just end the show?
No. Go into it.
This is hot off the heels of that John Oliver thing.
Oh, that's
that
right.
Came out.
Yes.
And one of my favorite part of that John Oliver thing was him saying, wrestling is better than anything you like.
Yeah, I thought that was very true.
That Becky, Charlotte, Ronda thing was that to exactly. a T
yep.
in modern wrestling, like kicking the cop car and then driving the cop car into the other cop car.
So saying good. That you haven't read my rights, you know, doing the whole you can't arrest
Charlotte
me.
Charlotte knee to the head at the end.
Ugh.
Yeah, the Charlotte knee to the head was good. I thought it was done well. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed it. I had fun with it. Obviously, some people did not like it.
Right.
They said it was too corny and too much comedy.
Like, did you want them to take out knives and hold it up to their throat?
But that
like...
happened. That happened on Impact. They killed Allie.
I think they want CZW.
Is that really?
I think
what they
everybody
want?
Just wants CZW.
Like, I
want
to see how Ronda got from the back seat to the front in handcuffs and then drove the car.
Yeah, I want
to
see that
how
too.
How did that happen?
With her mouth
and
change the gear.
How did you like the Batista promo?
Oh
yeah, it's so good. Hunter kissed my ass. That's all you have to say.
I love everything he's done since he's been back. Like, I want him to just always come out with just a suit jacket with no shirt.
Oh, absolutely.
It's
absolutely.
Awesome.
I want this.
He's a cool character.
I'm showing Comb the still from the beatdown. Like, Charlotte just kicking the crap out of Ronda Rousey. I think that match is going to be great. I think you're going to get some wacky stuff, you know.
I wanted to ask you guys what your most excited match for WrestleMania is.
For WrestleMania?
I think it's that one for me.
Are you hanging out on Sunday?
Yeah. I'm here. I'm leaving Monday morning.
Oh, awesome, man.
This is my full WrestleMania weekend.
This is like a vacation for you.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's awesome, man.
So,
kids, no wife. But I love you.
So tomorrow we're going to go. I guess, do you want to do a...
What's your most anticipated match for WrestleMania? I asked him.
WrestleMania.
I'm looking
it up
right now.
The main event, dude.
Exactly.
I'm Same into thing. It. I'm into it. I'm into
story.
The main event. Yeah, I'm into the main event.
The card is very, very good.
Just so
much. I'm sold on every match. I'll do main event, Triple H Batista. Very excited about
okay,
that.
Okay, yeah. I'll take that too.
That too, yeah.
I'm excited to see what happens
the
with
the entrances.
Oh, my God.
The entrances, Undertaker maybe showing up, who John Cena faces.
Yeah.
Does Kofi win?
I think Kofi
There's
wins.
A lot. Yeah, you're right.
There's a lot of elements.
But it's like a lot of more question marks than we've ever had, I feel like, at a WrestleMania.
At this point, Josh, do you care about Seth versus Brock Lesnar?
They've really hurt that.
Mm-hmm.
And then he told me Brock signed.
Brock did. Yeah, he signed a new deal.
So is he just going to get... complete a shirt
that
again.
Belt is going to be on him for the next 10 years, dude. Nobody can win that belt.
It's like I'm more excited about the Kofi and Daniel Bryan belt.
Yeah, what do you think they're doing with that?
I think Kofi's winning.
You think Kofi's winning?
Yeah.
So then what about the belt?
Gotta hold on. Let's ask Chris Masters because I keep hitting this Chris Masters button.
Why do you have that at the ready?
Great interview. At the ready. Great interview you guys did, by the way. I really
thanks.
He was a really cool guy, Chris Masters. Mm-hmm.
So we are going to be at these events. If you want to come say hello to us, say hello to us. Rich, before we start wrapping it up and we start doing some questions, I want to ask you, what do you think of Blue Chew?
I love Blue Chew. It is a pill in a chewable form that you take that gives you a rockin' erection.
Is that your whole endorsement?
That's my whole endorsement. If you like rockin' erections and putting them in different places, hey, get some Blue Chew. Get the Blue Chew.
Very easy, right? It's a chewable version of the only two FDA-approved medications out there right now. Viagra and Cialis. It's chewable, so it breaks down quicker into your bloodstream. You could have it on a full stomach or empty stomach. It doesn't matter, and it works very quickly. I shouldn't say instant, but very, very quickly. You can get your first shipment for free when you use our special code MATMEN at checkout. You just pay $5 for the shipping. Free Blue Chew. Doesn't get better than that. Go to bluechew.com. I want to thank Blue Chew for supporting the show. Let me ask you a question. Is there anything on the independents that you're looking forward to?
Well, I did want to go to that LaBoom show yesterday.
The DDT one?
But I did. No. There was something like today or tomorrow or something.
Every day.
The one with Kyle O'Reilly.
Oh, that was yesterday.
Yeah, I wanted to go to that. I also wanted to go to opening day yesterday.
I did too. I did too.
You mean the day when my Nationals beat you 4-0? Thank you.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
I'm a Nats fan.
Big Nats? Yeah, that like those spot shows I really like. The I didn't even know about the
Yeah, that's the calendar for all the events.
Wow. Thank you, Josh. I appreciate it.
There you go.
All right. Well, today there's Shimmer.
Okay.
There's a Chikara show.
Right now, right?
Yeah. Oh my God! There's so much stuff going on. Access, I would have liked to go to.
That's what we're hoping to do.
We're hoping to go. People watching there.
You want to come? Let's go.
And
to
then,
Access.
Well, I don't have a ticket.
I don't either. I didn't buy one.
MLW look cool. Oh, Joey Janela's Spring Break.
Yeah.
And you know what? Penis Party too.
And that's going to be at the. Where's the Penis Party?
Penis Party's at the Hilton.
Oh, the Hilton. Okay.
There's a lot at that Hilton. Is that a big place?
It's huge. It's the biggest Hilton in Manhattan. It's like just a big square building that has like tons of giant conference rooms. Oh. You know?
Yeah, because I know there's a lot of events.
What's tomorrow? Pancakes and Pile Drivers.
11 a.m.
I can't even read what the next one is. It's like Orange Crush something.
Orange Crush?
House of Glory.
Okay.
Hall of Fame at 7.
Hog is wearing Queens, right?
NYC Arena, New York. Hall of Fame tomorrow. Are you guys going to the Hall of Fame or no?
We're going to
no.
The thing with you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
That's what's going to be interesting.
I'm so excited that I can't control myself.
I know. But it's going to be interesting if people are more going to watch that than because the Hall of Fame, like, it's just too long. I have to watch it like spurts on the network, you know? It's
yeah. Like... Have you been to a Hall of Fame?
Never. Have you?
No. I wish. Like, I always feel like also the Hall of Fame, I think, is my wife's least favorite thing about wrestling because it's. Like 5 hours of speeches.
she doesn't understand either. Like that, old stories.
Yeah, and it's just stuff that kind of goes nowhere sometimes.
Yeah, right.
You know? But what I used to do before the network is if we ever took a trip, I'd have the Hall of Fame on my phone or my tablet and just, like, you know, I could zone out.
Yeah.
It's awesome, you know?
I don't know. I think people have lost interest in that Hall of Fame. The last couple of years have been so long, they need to tighten
that thing up.
Who's
the big name this year?
Brutus.
Brutus is that's not the big name. No, it's DX. It's DX, man. No.
It's DX.
But I feel like they've already been in.
Who?
DX. I feel like we just got that. Are they going to do the same thing like they did last year with DX versus NWO? In WrestleMania?
No. The only member of DX that has gotten in is Shawn Michaels.
That's true?
Yeah, that's it.
Right. But crazy. I do think, in a weird way, I think they're headlining the class, right? But Hogan is inducting Brutus.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's gonna win.
So it's kind of like even Hogan now is kind of overshadowing
everybody.
You know,
that's so funny.
But I'm also curious to hear how the crowd reacts when they say China's name. Like if they all go crazy. Like,
I think so.
Well, Triple H said that China will get a personal induction. Also,
he did say
that. Eventually. Yeah.
Who do you have the entrance for this year's Hall of Fame?
I don't even know who it is.
Let's see. And then they announced the Legends wing, the Legacy wing. So they're putting like Luna Vachon is going in that, which I find bizarre that Luna Vachon is going in that Legacy wing and not saving her for a Hall of Fame.
What does Legacy mean?
Like people that they're just going to be like, oh, and this is our Legacy wing, and it's going to be like older wrestlers.
A Bruiser too this year.
Do you go to that and then go to the Hall of Fame?
No, it's part of the Hall of Fame, but it's like a quick, like, and we want to honor everybody else that's getting in.
You know, like technical Oscars when they do on the commercial break?
It's like that?
Yeah, it's like that.
Yeah.
So I think this year is Luna and Bruiser Brody.
Which, first of all, Brody should have his own.
Yeah, Bruiser Brody was so influential.
Here you go. You ready for it? Here you go.
Yeah.
This is the legacy. Bruiser Brody, Wahoo McDaniels, Luna Vachon, SD Jones, mm-hmm. Professor Toro Tanaka, Primo Carnera, Buddy Rose, and Jim Barnett.
Wow. That's very interesting.
Oh, and also Joseph Cohen, the creator of MSG Network.
Okay.
Who's the Warrior?
Which I guarantee you that is part of that deal that they announced with Madison Square Garden. Now they're on good terms.
Absolutely.
And Hiroshi Shinma, which is the former president of WWF.
Okay. The class this year is pretty good. So you have Brutus, right? You got the Hart Foundation. It's always nice to see Brett. That. You know, I like seeing Brett on TV. I don't know. Sue Aitchison gets the Warrior Award. I think she
put Dana Ward will give it 20 minutes.
So who is she?
I think she. I want to say she put together a bunch of stuff for the Susan G. Komen thing.
Longtime WWE executive, spearheads many of WWE charitable programs. Oh. Yeah.
Okay. Harlem Heat is awesome.
That's awesome. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Tori Wilson, which I think is great.
We get to see her. It's fine.
Yeah.
Honky.
Honky Tonk Man.
Greatest Intercontinental Champion of all time?
Questionable. I'm going Jericho on that.
I mean, now.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you can't say of all time and then say specifically in the 80s.
Right. That doesn't work. Well, he's the greatest champion of all time. He came up with that. Nobody ever thought that. He came up with that.
It's hysterical. That's true. And DX, who's inducting DX?
Oh, who would induct DX? Vince?
Austin.
No, who would induct DX?
Austin.
I don't know.
That's a good question. Who, like,
is Steph?
Mick Foley?
Mick Foley, I would be okay.
Maybe, well.
Undertaker?
Sean? No, well, they're all in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, who would induct them? I don't know.
Scott Hall? Kevin Nash?
Maybe Kevin Nash. Maybe Scott Hall.
Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know. They haven't announced that, have they?
No, because it would be cool to see, like, somebody that they feuded with.
Yeah.
Like when Dusty inducted the Horsemen.
Yeah, right.
You know? So like Austin or Mankind, I think would be great. Kane with the mask.
He would probably be my fourth choice.
Do you care about Kane anymore?
We wanted you really. Like,
we really wanted you.
He's going to headline next year's class.
I know. I mean, there already is a walking home.
Well, Undertaker too has to go in.
Oh my God, that's right.
Taker's not in it.
Cena. Right?
Cena, no, not yet.
He's not done yet.
Yeah, he's not done yet.
Same thing. And Triple H gets his own.
Is Triple H in by himself?
No,
no,
no. He'll go in way later. Vince is not in it.
Yeah,
what? Not even for announcing.
No, Vince will go in eventually. That'll be like his send off, and then they put him on a boat and they just push it to sea. At that point,
they're not going
to
let you.
He gets
like
in
PCO.
And he's done.
They should it's so weird. He'll never take that Hall of Fame thing unless it's like at him at 90.
Yeah,
you know.
Well, I think it's gonna be him at like the end of his WWE tenure.
His life.
Yeah, end of life.
Yeah,
that's when they'll honor.
He had me watch Beyond the Mat today, this morning, and seeing Vince in that era, like just full confidence, just like,
mm-hmm.
Oh, it was amazing. Like how intimidating he was to people. It was amazing.
He probably still has to be extremely intimidating.
I don't know.
To people.
Not
you don't
like
think
that.
So? He has to be. I mean, he's just...
He's gonna.
Have you seen Beyond the Mat before?
I had, but it was like the first time I seen it in like maybe 15, 20 years.
Okay.
And it's just like all the things that I'm seeing.
There's the, I think it's a director's cut. It's on YouTube.
Yeah, it was different.
It was different.
Too.
And they had interviews with people. Yeah, I mean, that's the best photo ever. Mm-hmm. Just the V trigger to Ronda's head.
That's going
to
be all the WrestleMania.
And who bailed him out?
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
right.
Was it Vince? My fantasy is that Vince went and picked them all up.
Not a word out of you.
While he was watching Xavier
Woods' stream.
Vince secretly streams with them.
He's sitting, he's telling them what to do.
I think the main event for WrestleMania is going to be, it's a huge moment, number one, to have the ladies headline. Right. But I think they're going to have a way to, they're going to involve Bayley and Sasha somehow. And
just
then
go crazy, lose your mind.
Yeah, you know, like that crowd is going to be so ready for this. And I think their entrances are going to, and Joan Jett's playing Ronda to the ring.
Oh, yeah.
I bet you Conor McGregor shows up with Becky.
Oh, no, they're keeping him far away. They're not going to do that. He's being charged with rape right now.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. Yeah. That'll put the kibosh.
I'm just worried the crowd's going to be too quiet, too tired at that point, and they're going to be like, we've seen so much.
That's like, we got to get home. We got to be traffic.
Yeah, that's also part of the problem. That's also part of the problem. It's the timing.
16 matches.
Is that the most ever in WrestleMania history?
It's a good question.
I think so. I think it is.
But how many of the six are those 16 on the card, or is this pre-show?
It's all the same. Yeah. The audience is there. So the audience is watching.
Like last year, I didn't understand why the Andre the Giant was on the pre-show.
Because
this year too,
I don't understand the purpose of the pre-show.
Just make it the show.
Just make it the
it
show.
Makes it so
it
he doesn't have
show.
To do payouts. I feel like
you think so.
Just so you don't have to do payouts.
No, you're on the pre-show, pal.
Yeah,
you know,
you're on the DVD.
Yeah.
So you're getting two battle royals on the pre-show. You're getting the women's battle royal and the Andre the Giant battle royal, and Buddy Murphy versus Tony Nese,
which it would probably be a great match.
I think so too.
Yeah.
16 matches. They're very. I mean, we'll go through it on Sunday.
Right.
But. A lot of them are just like, it's going like this, where it's like, I really want to like, I really want to be vested into Bobby Lashley versus Finn Balor. And I want to see Demon Finn Balor at WrestleMania.
Right. That'll be a big moment.
Because it's happening. And last week on the show, I said, I want to see Demon Bobby Lashley.
Yeah. Incredible.
Also bonkers.
I believe yours was a white tiger.
He's covered in white paint. With black tiger stripes all over his body.
That is scary.
God.
Right?
Like white contacts in or something?
Right. Like, wouldn't
you want to
be like...
a white cat?
Right, right.
The cat eye thing,
yeah.
Too.
Which was also like, are you a big fan of Jushin Liger?
Of course.
So years ago.
He's a walking legend.
So years ago, he did a thing called Kushin Liger.
Okay, yeah, yeah, right.
Where they took his mask off and then he was just a white tiger underneath.
Right.
That's terrible. All right, let's wrap it up.
All right.
Sunday we'll do a show. We have a show on Sunday. We'll do that. I probably will come on after WrestleMania also.
Cool.
To kind of wrap things up. If you're here, that'll be great.
Yeah.
If you're not, you're not.
Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
No
whatever.
Pressure.
Whatever. I
no
want to hang out with this guy more.
No pressure.
Forget you.
Forget me. I need a.
People think he's my brother. Too.
A pick me up.
People were texting me when I put out pictures yesterday. They're like, I didn't know you had a brother. And mm-hmm. I was like, what?
He's a new intern.
Yeah, yeah. anything I'm missing that we're gonna do?
Oh, are you? You guys probably won't do this, but are you guys gonna go merch at all? Any merch that you're looking to get?
Oh yeah. Oh,
okay.
At the New Japan show, I plan on bringing a lot of merch money.
Okay. Okay.
Kota Ibushi.
Well, tonight I gotta get Johnny Gargano, but.
Awesome. Like him physically, you have to get him.
Yeah, I have to get Johnny.
I mean, how much?
Are you in town to kidnap Johnny Gargano?
No, who from the show?
Definitely want to get, I want to get a Golden Star shirt. And if.
I want an NJP shirt.
Yeah. NJPW shirt?
Yeah.
And I do hate that Okada has terrible merch.
He does have terrible merch. Most of them do, actually.
Mm-hmm.
They have like a couple t-shirts and then the rest like. It, like, Tanahashi doesn't have merch.
I think he just has a shirt that says Ace. And then a shirt with a picture of his face on it. Maybe an LIJ.
Can we do a journey game, too? How about every time we see a belt guy?
You die. You die on the train on the way there. There's going to be a billion belt guys tomorrow. New York is filled with belt guys right now.
What goes on in a belt guy's mind when they're like, okay, I'm going to the event tonight, and they open their belt drawer, and there's, like, the Intercontinental, the double wing, like... What goes through the mind?
You think it's like putting on a nice watch for them? Where they're like, I think I'll go 87 IC belts.
You know the belt guy doesn't have just one, right?
That's true.
No. I mean, is he sort of a belt guy?
No, Andrew's not a belt guy.
I'm not a belt guy.
Because I've only seen him wear that thing once, and that's it. I don't know what you do when I'm not around.
Oh, but, I wear it every day.
I don't think he'd
it's
bring
strange,
it.
Strange, the belt guy.
To, yeah.
I don't get it.
There's going to be a lot of them.
Unless someone's going to challenge them.
You're going to see a lot of them. You're going to see a lot of belt guys. And then they fight. Belt guys fight.
I know.
They fight with each other. They don't like, no. Like, they'll be like, oh, you have the Fandu version 3.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Rip off belt, and then I'll walk away.
I want to see a belt guy with that TNA Jeff Hardy belt just walking around Manhattan.
There has to be one. There has to be one just doing it.
If you had to pick a belt to walk around with all day, what would it be?
Probably the one that Paige had in the NXT Women's.
That was all the time you had me. What about you?
I think that's perfect. Mm.
It's the best belt ever.
All right, guys. That's it for this week. We'll see you all on Sunday. See you later.
Later.